Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
I'm Steve Lawson, and you've joined us for Expositor Podcast. In this session, I want to share again a little bit from my personal experience, hoping that it would be either an encouragement to you or a help. I want to talk about my first experience at being a head pastor. After I graduated from seminary, I was the college pastor at a large church. I did that for a year and sensed that God would be calling me, leading me to be really the head pastor, the lead pastor of a church. And God opened that door for me. And at age 30, I assumed my first pastorate. I had just been married a couple of months. Everything was new for me. And I remember as I stepped into that first pastorate, newly married, barely out of seminary, no head pastorate experience, everything was new. And my preaching gift actually put me in a place that far exceeded where my maturity was at that time in my life. I pastored a small independent Bible church that still had the charter members there sitting on the back pew. It was their church, and it was their church before I got there. It was their church while I was there, and it was going to be their church after I left. I was there for 14 years, and it was a liberal arts education for me in working with people. I remember the first elders meeting that I walked into. I'd never even been in an elders meeting in my entire life. And I remember walking in, all of the elders were more than twice as old as I was. I was 30 years old. And I remember sitting down, they looked at me and I looked at them. And I was waiting for them to start the meeting. They were waiting on me to start the meeting. And you can imagine what a learning experience this was for me. Theologically, they were on a totally different page of the playbook than I was. I was reformed in my theology. They were very Arminian, and not even knowing the difference between those two, I barely knew enough really that I should have asked more questions as I was considering accepting this call, but being young and inexperienced and newly married, I accepted it. And for the first time now, I'm going to be preaching Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, leading elders meetings, attending deacons meetings, going to finance committee meetings, beginning to disciple men. What a new experience this was. And as I began to preach the word, things began to stir, and it was the best of times and the worst of times. It was the best of times in that people began to be saved, and our little church grew from 150 to almost 900 people. We bought land in another part of town to have to move our church to a larger facility. That was the good part. The difficult part was the church was changing. And the charter members did not like that because it was not their imprint on the church anymore. God was actually doing a very significant work of really sanctifying believers and saving lost church members. And there were many difficult moments in elder meetings, in congregational meetings. Elders really wanting to run me out of the church, church members wanting to pick arguments with me and fights and on and on. And so it was a part of God humbling me, which I'm sure I needed to be humbled. It was a part of God breaking me down so that he could remake me. It's been well said, God never uses anyone greatly until he has first broken him greatly. And that's where I was, in the school of hard knocks. Though it was the best of times, it was also the worst of times, depending upon who I would be talking to and what those particular issues were. Fortunately, the Lord gave me a very strong wife who stood with me. We had all four of our children at that time, which was a wonderful diversion for me to be able to go home and to be with people who loved me and accepted me, who were not being contentious with me. And I learned perseverance in ministry. I had been steadfast in athletics, but now I was learning what it was to press on in ministry and to have thorns in the flesh and to ask the Lord to remove those thorns in the flesh, and they would not be removed, and to have to really rely upon the Lord's grace all the more. Maybe you can relate to that. Maybe you're in a challenging ministry situation. Well, as long as He has you there, you need to nail your feet to the floor. And you need to be all there. I remember Jim Elliot once saying, wherever you are, be all there. Well, you need to be all there, right where the Lord has placed you, and not be daydreaming about being in other places. In God's perfect timing, if you begin to sense that this may not be where you're supposed to be, He's a God who opens doors that no man can close, and He can move you from one place to another. But as long as you're there, there are lessons to learn. There is spiritual maturity to experience. There is humility with which to clothe yourself. And it is really deepening your convictions, because anyone can preach to the choir to people who agree with you. It's when you have to take a stand for what you know is right and what you know is taught in the Scripture, and to sacrifice even acceptance and popularity. I can remember becoming a student of church history at that time and realizing the great men that God has used in church history have been men who have paid a great price for their convictions, and there would not be an easy road for me. Neither will there be one for you. I'm not certain what your circumstances are where the Lord has placed you, but I do know that endurance and perseverance and steadfastness is a mark of a true servant of the Lord, a willingness to even to suffer unjustly for His name's sake. We are being conformed into the very image of Jesus Christ. Well, may the Lord give you much grace as you pastor where you are, if perhaps it may even be in your first church as a senior pastor. Every blessing to you in the Lord Jesus Christ.